This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Politics in this country, and policy as well, nowadays, is almost entirely wrapped up in the message. Campaigns and special interest groups want to make sure everybody who's on their side is all on the same page. Hence, widely distributed talking points, ad campaigns, daily message meetings, and now even smartphone apps, for crying out loud. There's one out today aimed at keeping the financial advisors industry saying the same thing. And the art of getting a talking point to break out beyond the Washington, D.C. beltway to, say, the farmers of Nebraska, turns out it's quite an industry. We asked Marketplace's David Gura to follow the message.
I was in Nebraska a few months ago, and Brad Heinrichs, a corn farmer, started telling me about how much he loves his job. He gets to work with his brother and his dad
on a day-to-day basis, and try to grow something to feed, to feed the world.
And that phrase, to feed the world, is something I heard over and over again. Here's another corn farmer, Mark Jagels.
I mean, if my yields triple, wow. We'll produce it, to feed the world.
I realized the phrase had caught on when I left Nebraska, and I heard this last week.
Farmers and ranchers in my state truly help feed, but we have said again and again, a troubled and hungry world.
It wasn't just in every farmer's lexicon. Politicians were also using it. That's Kansas Senator Pat Roberts. I wondered where this phrase came from, so I called the National Corn Growers Association. Janice Walters says she thinks it started with the farmers.
So this is not a phrase that the Corn Growers Association came up with?
I don't believe so.
The American Farm Bureau Federation said the same thing, but the lobbyists have embraced it. The phrase showed up in an Agriculture Council of America memo about a decade ago. So maybe that's how long it takes for talking points to travel from a trade group to its membership, or at least that's how long it used to take. Today, the Financial Services Institute released a smartphone app to push its message to its members. Chris Politz does communications for the group.
It was very hard to break through to your own membership and really get them to pay attention to what's critical.
Politz says this is how the Washington message machine works today and how it will deliver talking points in the future. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.